Part 3, First Heading, The Harikatha Man. Jai Ramchar is a well-known Harikatha man of Kanthapura. Jai Ramchar is quite different from other Harikatha men of the village. He told strange Harikathas, for along with the gods and goddesses, he would bring in Gandhi, the Swaraj and the British rulers. He went round preaching to the people to discard their foreign clothes and to become the followers of Gandhi. Next heading, R. Gandhi. Murthy is an educated young man of Kanthapura. He is an ordinary young man with common human weaknesses. Murthy is considered to be honest like an elephant and is spoken of as R. Gandhi, the saint of our village. He is the small mountain while Gandhi is the big mountain. Next heading, Murthy. Murthy is the only son of a widow called Narsamma, of whose 6 surviving children, all others were daughters who had been married off by now. She loved Murthy very much. Murthy was her youngest child and she had hoped that with his looks and intelligence, he would one day become at least a sub-collector. He was in his college when he felt the full force of Gandhi and he walked out of it a Gandhi man. In those days, hundreds and thousands of young men throughout the country gave up their studies and courted arrest and he is one of them. And because of his activities as well as his character, the people of the village began to refer to Murthy as their Gandhi. After giving up his education, he begins to devote himself to the welfare of the villagers, more especially the poorer ones among them. Murthy gives an important place to the abolition of untouchability because he mostly works among the Paryas, with whom the Brahmins did not at all want to associate. Murthy has extraordinary capacity for inspiring the people. On his return from the city, he at once proceeds to organize the Gandhi work in the village. The Gandhian struggle for independence had 3 strands, political, religious, and social, and all these strands meet in Murthy. Next heading, Bhatta, the first Brahmin. Bhatta is the first Brahmin of Kanthapura. He is also a money lender. He began his career in a very modest way. He is a despicable figure. He owns the major portion of the landed property in the village. Bhatta is one of the most interesting men in Kanthapura. Bhatta began his life with a loin cloth at his waist and copper pot in his hand, went on adding several acres of the peasants' lands to his own domain. He was then very prompt in offering information about when the next festival or religious day was to fall. He was quick to accept any invitation to an obsequial dinner. He would arrive at a home where he had to preside over a religious ceremony much before the time and even earlier than Ramanna, the second Brahmin who also was to help him in the ceremonies. Then Bhatta used to eat with great relish, munching and belching and taking a little water to let the food settle so that he could eat more. Next heading, Bhatta the moneylender. In the present time, Bhatta is a rich moneylender. He makes pots of money from the villagers. He emerges as a landowner from the status of a pontifical Brahmin. He also becomes a sort of lawyer, setting the cases of the villagers in Kanthapura. It is because of the fact that there is money in this work. He now owned 37 acres of wet land and 90 acres of dry land in the villages of Kantapura, Santur, Puttur, and Honali. Everyone owed something small or big in the village to him. He is a bit of hypocrite too. He is dead against the removal of untouchability. He hates Murtis mixing with Pariyas in the village. He also does not like that the girls should study at the schools and colleges along with the boys. It was the death of his wife which caused a sudden spurt in his for time, for the second wife, who was only 12 cash and 5 acres of good land. His client was so wide now that not only laborers and workers but even the Patel and Patwari borrowed from him. In this way, his money multiplied fast and he began to advance larger amounts. Fortune smiled on Bhatta. He grew richer and richer, and he could lend more and more money, charges high rates of interest, and cheat the poor and the needy in the transactions. Next heading, the Swami. One day, Bhatta got a chance to meet the Swami who had recently came back from a tour in Mysore. When Bhatta found Murthy mingling with Pariyas, he felt afraid that in this way, one day the Pariyas would claim to be the equal of Brahmins and would also demand to be allowed to enter temples. According to the Swami, every Brahmin who was seen talking to a Pariya should be excommunicated. Part 3 finished.